Welcome to Social Design Insights, the program that brings you the leading voices from the public interest design movement. I am your co-host, Emiliano Gandolfi, and together with my co-host, Eric Kessel, we will be meeting today one of the leading architects in South America.
Hello, everyone.
In 2009, we recognized Sergio Fajardo and Alejandro Echeverri as winners of the Curry Stone Design Prize. Fajardo for being the visionary mayor behind one of the most impactful urban redevelopment plans over the past decades, and Echeverri for being the head of the urban planning office that, with great sensitivity and great sense of equality, executed this incredible vision of transforming Medellin, one of the most violent cities in the world, in an example of urban regeneration. Behind this vision, there have been many social workers, artists, bureaucrats, many citizens, and also many architects. But among many, Giancarlo Mazzanti stood out for being consistently imagining ways in which architecture can build social inclusion, and also be conceived as an open structure, rather than as a self-referential object.
We're continuing our discussion this week around the question of whether design can challenge inequality. Giancarlo is here to lend us his thoughts on design and inequality, and perhaps delve into the process which reigns in his studio and how some of his projects came to be. Giancarlo, I was wondering whether we could begin with your setting the stage for us. For those outside of Colombia, it may be difficult to fully appreciate the level of urban transformation that has transpired there over the last 20 years and the degree to which Colombian cities have captured the imagination of social architects and planners the world over. Can you take us back to the early days in Medellin or Cartagena or Bogota and share with our listeners how you became involved in social transformation and how you developed your process?
Yes, we think that the architectural is a tool for the social inclusion, and then I think that is the very big power of the architectural in the world where we did in the different cities. We think that the value of the architecture is not in itself; it's in what you can to trigger, what you can to produce, and we think that when you are planning one building or one part of the city or urban planning, the discussion is not only which is how is the building, what is beautiful or not is beautiful, what is the form of the building. We are looking for what is the real value of this building in the society, how we can trigger a new behavior, how we can push the other role of architectural. When you think what produced the architectural, we can to think other forms to think. The buildings. It's not only the traditional form to the approach. We work with the architectural, with the piece, doors, or windows, or we have worked with the role for the architectural. But what we produce, what we can trigger with the people around the buildings. That is the target that we have when we did the buildings in general in these cities, in Medellin, Barranquilla, and Bogota, and the different cities in Colombia where we have worked in the last years.
So, but Giancarlo, you have been working in many barrios that, of course, were self-built, and your buildings, in some cases, were the first formal buildings that were entering in this environment. And you're saying that buildings should be seen as basically like enzymes, like initiators of a process. How do you use, a physical object like a building to establish a conversation with the community? Or how does this building create ownership somehow in this community?
Depends, but because in different opportunities, this building is made for the competition. Colombia, we have a law for the competitions, and everybody needs to do the competition for the public buildings. When we work with the public buildings, we need to win the competition, but we cannot speak with the people before. Sometimes we have a little meetings with the community before, but we need to work after to win the competitions. In others, different approach, we have worked with the foundations. In this case, we have worked very, very hard with the communities. The approach that we have when we are going to work with the community is not to ask, what do you need? It's, for us, the most important topic when we're going to work with the community is how we can to transfer information. The architect to transfer information to the community, on the community, how can give us the information for thinking the buildings together. We think that we need to learn of the other people to think for design the buildings. Now we are opening a foundation for work with the communities, because I think this is a very important tool for think whatever building, public, private, how we can work with the community, with the people to going to live in the buildings before. And now we are opening this foundation to research different methodological approach to think new forms to work with the community and after to help to use this target or think the buildings.
Do you see this foundation model supplanting the competition model that has been used thus far?
We are opening this foundation to research with the community before to whatever competition. The topics of the in general, we have a different general topics of the communities, poverty or the how can help to teach new works or new techniques for works. And we are looking for different general topics to research and help to the communities and help to the cities for work with this community. It's not only for the study of the architect. It's more open to help and open the discussion of how we can think the buildings and the communities and the cities for new forms to work.
Giancarlo, your buildings, in many cases, have a huge variety of uses. So actually, in this idea of inserting a building in an informal settlement, in most of the cases, it's not just about building a school, but it's about building an institution that can represent a positive face of the administration and of public investment in a neighborhood. So how can an architecture convey this complexity of different messages? So how can it create a porous structure that is open to many possibilities?
For us, when you work with the public investment, you need to multiply this investment. And when we are going to do a school, we think before we are going to do a school, but how we can multiply the use of this building for have more functions for the community around. And sometimes we put many different activities in the same building. And we, in this case, we are very near to the idea of the models and peace. When we're going to work in the different buildings, we are more interested in the typology of these models and peace to think this building with the capacity to grow of the power of the adaptability in the time and for the other functions in general in the building. The target for us when we work with the building, public buildings or private building with public use is how we can multiply the use of the building. We have a school with a community center or the space for the market, and we put these typologies in the different layers and we work it in this sense in general.
Let's expand a little bit on the difference between public buildings and private buildings. You know, much of what filters out of Colombia to the international design media is the public buildings that have been erected in these poor barrios and this policy of, you know, putting the best architecture in the poorest neighborhoods. How does that model translate once you transition towards private development? Are you able to mobilize private sector development with the same ethos that has already been transformative?
Depends on the society. This is the result of the different society. In general, in Colombia, we have worked around a lot in the public buildings because the state have an interest to develop the public buildings for help to the people. When you work with the private, in general, the target of the private is the investment and is the win money and is another target. And I love to work in the public buildings because the target is not only to win money and the target of the politician is other target is the political positions, transformations of the community, and this is a very different way. In the United States is very different because the cities in the United States is made for the private, and the approach of the cities of the United States is you think it about the private in general. This is a very different society. Maybe in Europe it's more similar. The work with the public cities or the role of the public spaces and than the United States. I think that is a very important and different situation than Colombia to United States and other countries when the private have the role to think the cities.
And Giancarlo, you know, besides the public and the private perspective, could you tell us about a building in which you think you had to address a specific challenge and that you think at the end that there was a good, a positive impact?
The challenge in the private work is how you can show to the private that they can win money and they can open this building for the other roles in the society. In general, we didn't work in the housing and other projects, but we have worked with the private, but in very, very precise work. We worked in the foundations or universities and schools, private schools or private universities. But the interest that we have in the architectural is work in defense of the public role of the buildings, not of the private buildings. For us, that is a very clear political position of how we can work, where we can work.
And I hope this political position is shared by all our listeners. It is surely true that when architecture is seen as a public good rather than as a mean for the maximization of private interest, it can become a wonderful opportunity to open new possibilities for local development. We're taking a short break now. This program was brought to you by the Curry Stone Design Prize. You can find updates on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more information on our winners on currystonedesignprize.com. We will be back soon. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Social Design Insights with Eric Kessel and Emiliano Gandolfi. Before the break, we were discussing the distinct challenges between public and private commissions, and now we'd like to drill down a little bit further into a specific project. Giancarlo, you were telling us earlier about the educational park in Marinilla, which you've recently completed. Could you share with our listeners the story of that project, how it came to be, and what impacts you think it has created?
Marinilla is a very beautiful and small city near to Medellin in the mountains. In general, the people to live in this region have a very passion about the plants and the seminal plants and the family. And we did two very, very big happenings with the community. We asked to the people what they are, what you want to think about of your city. And we make a play around to the idea of the bills of the money, of the bank of the money, and we ask it to the people of Marinilla, could you do the bills of your bank? You are the bank of Marinilla, and draw me the difference. What is the iconic, the identity of your city? And they, in general, make three very important draws. They did a Madonna's, and we don't have a lot of interest in this because it's not easy to work with that in architectural work. And they did two very important roles in general when we saw the different builds that they did. The relation with the plants, with the natural, they are very near of the idea of the country, of the plants in this case, and the power of the family, of domesticity. And we have working with these topics in the work. We want to make this school, and we want to multiply the use with this idea to think that the school will be a greenhouse, a place to seminate plants or orchids and another different species of them in this school. The other topic that we have in research is how we can use this public space more near to the domesticity, how we can put upside the idea of the domesticity of the house of this region in the middle of this public building. And we had worked with the idea to work with the void, and we'd make the school with the different classroom, and the people use the classroom to learn and teach. But in the most important space in this case is the void between the different classrooms, and open this space for seminate and exchange plants. The people of this city have a passion to seminate orchids, and they exchange orchid in the cities. And this place should be the place to exchange the orchids and seminate plants and go with your plants in this case and give the plant to the other people and exchange this idea of the natural in this school. This school is made in the, is transparent. It's not inside, outside, have this contradiction of the border of the building. And it's made in mesh. And this building is made in this mesh, and you can see upside and inside, but it should be made with the plants in the walls growing in this mesh in general.
Now that the building is finished, how is this building perceived within the community where it lays?
The community is, and in the picture, you can see they help the people use this building. The people go with the hammockers and with the chairs, and the people go with the plants. But for that, we need to work a lot with the community, and we need to work now with the city to promote the use of this building. That's now is using the building, but we need to teach more and open the discussion to the possibilities of this building, because sometimes the principal of the school don't want to open the school for everybody. And we have to teach to the principal of the school, to the deans of the school, how they can use that for have a more connection with the community. But now the building is using good. I hope that will be better.
Giancarlo, considering that, I mean, recently you're teaching in Columbia University and you have been teaching in other schools also in the US, what is the major lesson that you think you can bring from Columbia, from this approach of working with communities to the United States or simply to the world?
We are working with what question? Which is the role of the public buildings in the American society? How we can change the role of these public buildings in the American society? That is the most important topic that we have worked in Harvard and Princeton and UPenn and now in Columbia University. But in other sense, we are thinking about what is the role of the architect role in this idea of the public society. And we have teach it about the real role of the architect role is what produced this architect role, what produced the buildings that we did. In behavior, how we can trigger this behavior, how we can open the role of the buildings with the community. And this is the topics that we have worked in the last 4 years, 5 years in the United States. Now in Colombia, we are researching about of the role of the play, how we can rethink the idea of the play in the behavior in the society. The idea is a critic to the idea of the only idea of the fission of the building. This idea, how we can break this approach when the building is only thinking about of the fission, how we can put another forms to use the buildings with the idea of the lyric buildings or lyric space around to the idea of the play. That is the topic that we are researching now in Colombia with a more general topic that we have worked, this idea of the public buildings and the role of these buildings in the society. And we ask, what is the real value of this building in the American society?
And do you sense the value, the role of the public building evolving, either in the United States or in some global sense?
It's interesting now to see a new project in the United States similar to the High Line in New York. If you see that this building, this project is a private and public building and private and public project, but this role of this project of the High Line is a new challenge of the American society to rethink this idea of the public and private. How work with private and the public together to rethink the space in different places in the United States. In other cities, the government is working very, 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 very interesting working in Detroit and New Orleans. And this is a very, very interesting place to rethink this role of the public and the building. Detroit is amazing place now to research what happened with this city and New Orleans after to the hurricane is a very good place to rethink what is the role of the public society and private society to remake the cities, to remake to production of these cities.
I have visited the Medellin and the Parque Biblioteca España in the Santo Domingo barrio. I think it's a very impressive building. It's very iconic, and it's really interesting to see how around this building a lot of activities were generated after the construction of the building. And I think that what is also fascinating is to see how it becomes an incubator of social activities. If you look at the building today, that is, I think, more than 10 years after it was completed, would you actually have built anything different?
No, I don't think. I am sure that we did the very specific building for this place of the city. This building is connected with the idea of the landscape of Medellin. But this building is not don't work only to itself. This building has the power to visibility, the political position in this moment in Medellin. And this building have the power to visibility, the other urban projects around to this building. this building don't work alone. And I think this building is the result of the urban project, of the political positions, and then another different topic around in this place. When I think of this building, I want to do more a landscape. I would like to connect this building with the idea of the landscape. We have explored before of the relation of the people of this region with the idea of the plants and the landscape. And we have worked in this sense in Marinilla and the Biblioteca España.
Giancarlo, how do we measure the impact of buildings? I think that, you know, all of us being architects, we don't doubt the power of a building to transform a community. But either in your research or your practice, I mean, how do we actually get that down on paper and measure the thoughtful and positive impact that a building is having?
The neighborhood change the economy. This building have the capacity to change the economy of the neighborhood. Now and around to the library, you can see the other difference develop. It's open stores and groceries and many people go to see the building, and this changed the economy of the neighborhood. For me, the most important target that we have, or most important result that we have in the building, is that the economy of the neighborhood is changed. One is the changed economy, but the other is the people change what thinking about itself. They change. Before, when the people live in this neighborhood, the people don't like to say, I live in Santo Domingo Savio, because it's the very dangerous place, and the people don't like to say, I live there. Now, the people say, I live where is the library. This library, look at, because the library, you can see the library of the valley, from the valley. And that is important when you go to see the library in the neighborhood. The neighborhood changed the economy, but the people change what think about itself.
That last response was extremely moving. Thank you for that, Giancarlo.
You can see in the web page the different testimonies of the people to live in the different neighborhood where we have worked. Testimony speaking about the change, the community change, the neighborhood. It's a beautiful documentary about the projects in the web page of Mazzanti.
And we encourage all of our listeners to make that visit. It really is an inspiring project. And if you can't find it, we'll link to it off of our website at currystonedesignprize.com.
Thank you for the interview. It's a pleasure, eh?
It was a real pleasure, Giancarlo. Thank you.
Ciao, Giancarlo. Un abbraccio.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Saluto, eh? Ciao.
You've been listening to Social Design Insights with Eric Kessel and Emiliano Gandolfi. We'd like to thank our guest of the week, Giancarlo Manzanti of Equipo Manzanti, for sharing with us his stories of urban transformation in Colombia. We hope you learned as much as we did. For further information on Giancarlo and his work, please visit our website at currystonedesignprize.com. There you'll find the aforementioned links, as well as galleries of Giancarlo's work and materials for further research. Social Design Insights is a program of the Curry Stone Foundation and the Curry Stone Design Prize. If you haven't already, please look us up on Facebook and Twitter for all the latest news on social impact design.